In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we celebrated the beautiful solemnity of Our Lady, Mother of God. And since it is also the octave day of Christmas, the eighth day after the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, we remember also something which took place historically on the eighth day of our little Lord Jesus' life on earth, and that is, of course, the circumcision, an act to which he submitted as dictated by the law in order to fulfill all justice and to show his great love and holiness, submitting himself, the lawgiver, to a law of his own creation. But with the circumcision, we also see our Lord Jesus shedding the first little droplet of his blood. In one of the collects for a Mass during the Christmas octave, the Church makes reference to how the newness of the Nativity delivers us and saves us from our age-old bondage and slavery to sin. If we remember that Jesus Christ is indeed the Lord of history and the centre of all of creation, inasmuch as everything was made through him and for him, then we can understand how we can conceive our own spiritual journey in terms of a journey from the circumcision back to the fullness of the beauty of the Nativity itself. It's almost as though if we share in our Lord's suffering, symbolized in the circumcision, then we are able to share in a full and perfect way in the newness, in the beauty, in the grace of his birth into the world from the Blessed Virgin Mary, his Nativity. For Jesus is perfect man, and we see this in his Nativity. The newness of his flesh stands to symbolize the newness of life, which we acquire when we live in perfect conformity with his holy will. Now, this journey from the circumcision to the Nativity, we in the day with Mary are called to accomplish in a very special way. Just like our little Lord Jesus, Mary is always present in our lives and in our work. And she herself leads us on, helping us bit by bit to overcome our vices and to perfect our virtues, until we come to resemble, by the shedding of this, shall we say, spiritual blood, that is the effort and the mortification that we must make along the way, until we come to resemble perfectly the newborn baby Jesus in perfect newness of life. And what do we become when we are like little newborn Jesus? We become perfectly children of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Indeed, this is the secret of our apostolate, to work always and in every way under the auspices of the Blessed Virgin, confidently trusting in her power as mediatrix of all grace, to enable us to cooperate in the work of our sanctification and that of the whole world, until Jesus himself is revealed in us in a full and perfect way. The saints whom we celebrate today, Saints Basil and Gregory Nazianzen, are remarkable for the beautiful friendship which they shared. So also we, if we are truly children of Mary, must also try always and everywhere to be of one mind and one heart. In order to achieve this, we must not forget the importance of setting aside our own will sometimes, our own preferences, and of esteeming the good of one's brother or sister as one's first priority, trying, as St. Paul says somewhere, to please others rather than oneself. Oh, how wonderful it would be to live in a community where everybody had their heart and mind set on this aim, to please others rather than themselves. It would be a paradise on earth. Certainly this was something of the spirit which animated the holy household of Nazareth. And it must be present in our apostolate also. So today, as we give thanks to God for the vocation which we have received, for our common sharing in sonship in Jesus Christ our Lord, which makes us sons and daughters of the Eternal Father in Him, and also sons and daughters of Our Lady in Him, let us try to build up this working of charity in every way possible, so that seeing us, all might recognize the presence and the action of God's Holy Spirit, and they might give the praise and glory to God Himself in heaven, from whom all good things come to us through Christ our Lord. So may Almighty God bless us today, and may He bring His work to its completion in us and through us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit.